something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Maris, Saturday here, and we've got a lady on the line who has been so helpful to a lot of other people on Instagram because of her own page. Natasha is here from the Instagram page my.budgeting.life on Instagram. Morning, Natasha, how are you?
Hi, hiya Trina, how are you?
So you have been doing this page, first of all, kind of just started it for yourself, really, didn't you? And you were telling me there how you recently came out on Instagram in that you're sharing your budgeting tips for other people as well. So when did this kind of start for you, that you started getting into budgeting, or have you always been good with money?
On and off over the years, I've been good with money, but I took it really serious after I had my twins in 2018. I had kind of an experience where I had to leave work early and I was on illness benefit. There was an issue with the social welfare system and we had no money from my side coming in for a couple of weeks, and we ended up using all our savings. And that's when I decided, right, it's time to get back on track here with managing my money.
I can only imagine, even getting the news you're having twins and you're thinking, oh my God, double the cost of everything here. And you probably couldn't really work with twin babies.
No, I couldn't. I worked right up till they were due in the December and I worked up until the August. Then I went off. Then I couldn't walk or anything. So I had to come off. I also have, like, I have seven kids in total. So
Hang on. Back up now. I did not know this. You've seven in total.
Yeah, I have seven children. My oldest is 23 and the youngest is 2-year-old twins.
Oh my God. Are you married? You've got an income coming in there?
Yes, we're just one income coming in now since the last 2 years, because I went on a career break from work since we had the twins.
Okay, yeah. Because, I mean, when you think about it, to get all those kids minded, you're talking a fortune anyway, like twin babies.
Because
there's twin babies in my daughter's creche. And I often think when I see the mum and dad going in, how are they paying double at the same time?
That was the deciding factor really for us, that, you know, it would have cost too much with the twins and possibly 2/3 others to go into a creche or some form of child minding.
You're talking $5,000 a month before you even do anything else.
So I would have been just working to pay for the creche.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And actually, you wouldn't even be making enough to cover it. So tell me this much. So you sat down one day, did you? And you said, we're going to work out our finances. Was that a matter of literally writing down everything you spent?
I spent a whole weekend doing it, Trina. I sat down and I didn't leave the couch literally for a weekend. And I went through all my bank statements. I made sure I had every utility, every bill that was coming out of the house wrote down. And, you know, just anything I could think of that we spent money on went onto this list, and where our money was coming in from. And then I just started working my budget from that.
Were you shocked when you actually wrote it all down and you saw how much was going out?
Yeah. Even sometimes when you have to readjust your budget, you can still be a bit shocked, especially, you know, if you're adding something on, like how much it is in total for the year or for the month. You know, you get a wee sense of value for what you're getting when you do your budget.
You're not just throwing things in the basket. I would imagine when you do your grocery shopping, for example, you definitely stick to that list.
Oh, yes, 100%. I have to. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you're in the shop and you spot something that, you know you may need, I'll pick it up, because that's how I do my shopping. I have my meal plan. I have my list. And if I go into the shop and something is on offer, I might pick that up because I know that that's a better price to get it than if I was to get it the following week.
Okay, so if it's something that's non-perishable or cleaning products or whatever that you're going to use at some point, I get you. Okay, and what kind of a budget are you talking about then for feeding seven? Are all seven still with you, or are the older ones gone?
Yeah, all seven are still at home. The older two, one is working and one is in college. So it's just really the main meals for them, but they would eat out themselves with their own money during the week. But you're talking about €150 a week. That's how much I've got it down to now. And some weeks I can do it for less. So we do very well here.
So you're feeding nine people on €150 or less a week. How are you doing that?
But we also do one night takeaway, just to put that in. But
oh my God, really? Okay.
I bulk buy too, and that way then I save as well long term. You know, because if you buy in bulk, it's cheaper in the long term.
What kind of dinners are you doing? Are you batch cooking as well and throwing things in the freezer?
I don't really batch cook with that stuff because it's so big for me. But batch cooking is a really, really good way for smaller families to do it because, well, I do pop a lot in the freezer, by the way. But yeah, no, we just do regular dinners, spaghetti bolognese. Last night we had a chili. I actually have a curry made for this evening. You know, just it's from scratch. And again, it's because I'm doing the like spices and all that are all kind of bulk purchases. I don't feel the cost long term.
But the chicken and the veg and all that, I take it you don't waste anything. You know exactly what's been used so that you don't. And my house is terrible, the amount of food that's wasted, because you think, oh, I'm going to make that. And then by the time you get around to doing it, it's gone off.
I know. Yeah, that's why I would freeze individual stuff. So like if any of my veg is starting to go off, or if I buy it on special offer, I prep it and put it into the freezer. So my freezer now has onions prepped and peppers are prepped and different things are already prepped for the dinner. So instead of doing the batch cooking, that's how I handle it. Okay. I'll freeze up individual parts of the dinner.
So that's quicker again as well. And then where are you saving money then from the very first day when you sat down? Did you cut a lot of things out? What did you cut out of your spending?
Oh, I did, yes. So, well, we cut out kind of like, I cut my phone bill back. I only pay something like €8 a month now for my phone. And I did it for my husband, and we pay for one of my kids' phones as well. And it's brilliant. Like, you know, I was paying something like 30 or 40 a month.
Yeah. How are you getting an 8 euro? 48, it's called.
Yeah, there's a few other phone companies that do that too. I think they're like 10 and 15 euro. We took away Sky. We did different things like that. That, you know, we have Netflix and we had Disney Plus, so there was no need to have three or four TV subscriptions. Course, so there, yeah, straight away, there's savings there.
And then, just on, can I just ask you about the phone? With that €8 deal or whatever, can you still use the internet on your phone?
Yeah. Yeah, it's unlimited.
Wow.
Wi-Fi, yeah.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people, when they see those deals, they think, ah, there's a catch. There's got to be a catch there.
Yeah,
but you haven't found one.
But the thing about it is they're only a 30-day contract. So even if you do try it and you don't like it, you can go and get something else then. You know, it's worth the try, I think, just to try it. If you're out of contract with your own company, then just come and try one of those cheaper deals. And if you like it, good and well. But if you don't like it, you can always change for something different because you're not committed to a year's contract.
So straight away from the mobile phone, you're saving about €80 a month between yourself and your husband, probably, are you?
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah.
When you add that up over a year, that's like a grand we're talking.
Yeah.
Oh
yes.
My God. Yep. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what else did you do other than the Sky and all that? Do you buy clothes still?
Yeah, we do buy clothes, but we kind of, I just buy a lot of it secondhand in pre-loved, kind of go to charity shops. Like when you really think about it, like I often just say, like, how much clothes do you need? We really have in our house kind of like capsule wardrobes. And it's only like summer and Christmas time that we will, you know, buy a lot of new clothes because there's no need. The kids are in their uniforms during the day and they only get a few hours wear out of their clothes in the evening time. We don't spend an awful lot on clothes because once you start looking at your budget, you kind of really do evaluate like where the money needs to go depending on your priorities.
And I guess we're all in the habit, aren't we, going into pennies for a pair of socks and then you spend €100 before you know it. That's the problem, isn't it?
Yes.
You're probably not like that. We need you to come shopping with us and go, do you really need that now?
Oh, no. I can be quite guilty of overspending, but you have to be really kind of conscious. I've been doing this with the clothes for a long time. I remember going to a shop and I bought something that was reduced and I bought every single top, the colour of the top. And then, like, about 6 months later, they were still in my wardrobe with the tag on. And that's when I realised that I was overspending and buying stuff. So I just cut back and just really buy what you need. Go in with a plan into the shop of what you need. And I think it's easier. And avoid it if you can, too.
Yeah. How do you manage, Natasha, when it comes to doing your shopping? Because, obviously, you've got so many children. I'm assuming they often go with you when you do your shopping. You know the way they're always, like, nagging, going, can I get this, mam? Can I get that, mam? Or do your children know that, nope, you've got a budget and that's that?
Oh, well, they do get stuff. If they come with me, they have one or two things that they're allowed to pick up. It could be a certain type of sweet. And they'll make the choice when they're in the shop of what they want to get. And they're allowed that, but that's the limit. They also know I have a list and I'll ask them to help me with the list. So they know that we're picking up the bread, the milk, and whatever else we need to pick up. But then they'll go and get that one little treat when they're shopping. And it kind of kills off that constant repetitive, can I have, can I have? And me constantly saying no, no, no. So it just kind of cuts that off straight away.
Mm. And do you have a car, Natasha? Do you run a car?
We do, yeah, yeah. Just one car.
See, a lot of people have the two cars, don't they? And then when you get rid of one, you realise that's the tax you're saving, the petrol, the insurance, the NCT, all the servicing, everything. It's huge, isn't it, every year?
I just have loads of sinking funds. So like sinking fund is what you call, it's like saving up for a specific goal. So my car insurance, I put my money aside every week for that into a special account, and the same for the NCT and for car maintenance. So that money is set aside every week. And when you break it down, it's actually not a huge amount of money that you need to put aside every week. So I just put that aside into an account that's separate from my current account. And then as the car insurance or the tax or that comes up, the money is there and I don't ever have to worry about it.
So as a result of all the budgeting and that you're doing, has the fact that you're not working now because of the babies and everything, has it had a huge impact, would you say, or has it levelled out?
Well, we do believe we have more money now since I stopped working than before, and that's because we've been budgeting our money. So I was working and my husband was working and we had lots of money coming in, but we were very frivolous with it and we didn't really take into account of what we were doing every week with our money, and we would just go for coffee or for lunch and buy stuff. But then when we had to start managing our money and really looking at where it was going, we ended up having more money. We have an emergency fund if anything happens, you know, if something breaks down in the house or that. We have money set aside for that. We have the money put aside for like our car insurance and things like that. And we also have savings that we never had before. So the budgeting, had a knock-on effect. It made me more conscious of what I was doing with my money.
It's just incredible, isn't it, to think that you could turn things around
so quickly.
Yeah,
but Yeah, it really is when you think about it. Like, and I think that if anyone out there is thinking of budgeting, like, that they should do it. And, you know, to sit down and have a look at your finances and, you know, manage your money a little bit better. And you'd be surprised at how much you'd be able to save or, you know, put extra towards debt or anything like that. It's manageable. It's doable.
It must feel like a great relief as well that you're not as concerned as you, because I'm sure before you gave up work, you must have been thinking, oh God, how are we going to do it?
Oh yeah, there was times where we missed bills, like when we had more money coming in and we missed bills, and you know, you got charged by the bank and then you got charged by the company because you were late, so you ended up owing extra money at the end. And now at the moment, we don't miss bills at all. We don't worry about it because there's a plan in place, and the plan is the budget, and we have it there. And it's so much easier. Like, we paid off our car loan this year as well, so we're debt free as well. So it's amazing what it can do for you. It really is.
I can just only imagine, Natasha, you have 5 kids at home and the next thing you go for your scan and they tell you you're having twins. You must have nearly collapsed, did you?
We did. It was in a little bit of shock for a while, kind of like, you know, in a daze, I suppose. But and then I just, you know, pregnancy kicked in, then you kind of had to just get on with it.
Yeah, babies are coming.
Well, That's it.
Well, look, you've been absolutely brilliant coming on the show today, and hopefully we'll have you on again and we'll go through more tips with you. But if anybody would like to have a look, you've got an Instagram page there, and I know you've been helping a lot of other people. You started doing lives as well. So you can check out my.budgeting.life. And if Natasha can do it, 1 income, 7 children, I think the rest of us can definitely tighten things up when it comes to our budget.
Absolutely, anyone can do it.
Thanks so much, Natasha, and we'll talk to you really soon. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.